Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. I entitled tonight Building Faith, Building Bitochon, Building Emuna. And we've watched now the events unfold in the last week, and it's been amazing. And what I wanted to say is how these events unfold for us in this week's Parsha and yet in Pesach as well. It's all tied together in Hashem needing to build our faith and our confidence. We go all the way back to Lot. And what I mean by that is we go back to Lot, and when Lot is leaving with the schus only in the merit of Avraham, and he and his wife are told, Al tabit acharecha v'al tamod b'chol hakikar, don't look back. Seems to be a very innocuous thing, and we know the whole story about turning his wife, look back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. And Chazal comment on it, the rabbis talk about it and say she was not zocha to see the mapolos ayuvehem, the fall of their enemies. Not everybody is zocha, not everybody is merit to see the downfall, even though they witness certain things, just they're not around when it actually happens and they don't witness it with their very own eyes. And that is why the Lashon is, and what God realized when the Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf. And it says, "Vayar Yisrael es hayad agdol, Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim, meis al sefas hayom." That is what they were able to see. God realized at this point, not realized, but knew at this point in time, not only did they need this to build their confidence, but also they deserved it for sticking by him for all these years and not losing faith, even though they were a mixed multitude, so to speak. There were people on different levels of emunah, but nevertheless, he knew that this could put them over the top and make them realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. When they saw the Mitzrayim drowning in the Yam Suf, this was a major turning point for Klal Yisrael because they merited to see the downfall. And in this week, we see the same thing. I must have, I don't know how many dozens of family members in the war. And today, one of my cousins in Israel called me that one of his grandsons was actually injured in the fighting. But Baruch Hashem, it was only shrapnel. But their attitude is they're watching the missiles fly over their house, watching all the things. And the mood is not fear. It's an amazing thing. I can't even begin to imagine how Americans would feel if you saw any enemy missiles flying overhead. This is an incredible feeling. My cousin told me today that this was to him, the people that were there, a greater miracle than the Six-Day War, and that even some American military personnel reacted to the fact that it was beyond belief that all of these missiles could be blown out of the sky and not land. Even the ones that landed, could the barrage, the barrage of all of these things, no damage was done in terms of loss of life. It's an incredible feat. Vayai Yisrael es hayad agdola, and they see the hand of God mysteriously working, and it's unbelievable. And perhaps that is what, when we go all the way back to the Bris Bein Absarim, when God tells Avraham, we wonder why we have to suffer so much, but you can appreciate the going out of Golus, you appreciate freedom more when you've been a slave. And when you've been enslaved for mentally for 400 years, when physically for 210 years you've taken out of your homeland, and avodas perach, terrible labor conditions for the last 86 years, that much more we appreciate the hand of God. Vayar Yisrael es hayad agdola. They were able to see the big picture. They were able to understand and appreciate from the depths of despair, from all of those years that they were being vandalized and living in substandard conditions. I mean, much more than that, it's difficult to even understand. But imagine in our own lives what we witnessed in this generation. And we've seen the Holocaust. We've seen one miracle after another in the War of 48, the War of 56, the War of 67. And we've become so used to the hand of God. And that is what brings us to the Yontif of Pesach. where we see the hand of God when we go out Zochoras HaYom HaZera Asher Yitzhosem. The Jews, God needed to punish them, not so much to punish them, but to purify their souls, to appreciate the hand of God so much more because of how the depths of despair that they had to experience life in Mitzrayim that way. And now they could literally rise from the ashes into this great ability to see the sea split after the witnessing of the Makos, and to see that culmination of the sea split and watch the entire army being vanquished, that is all unbelievable in terms of that. And we see all of those miracles today, one after the other, and we not to become immune to it, but we see that. And more people that I meet are just overcome by the fact that they see all these things, the confidence that's being built. I've had family members who called me from Israel who are so, they just so relaxed that it's hard to imagine how we would feel. I just can't even begin to say. So when it's Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim Meis Al Sfas Hayom, we merit to see all of those things. Those of us who survived the war, all of these wars, my cousins who made Aliyah in 62, they've been in all the wars since then, in the Six-Day War, in the 73 War, and so on and so forth, generation after generation. And yet the confidence builds, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see. We've witnessed these major tragedies in the last 100 years throughout history, of course, but each of us in our own lifetime. And it just raises our level, and that is God's plan to make us feel people who have not believed in God heretofore are finally coming around little by little. It's a slow process until we, not to so to speak, take it for granted, but certainly come to the point where we feel we deserve it, but we must continue to pray. The level of saying Tillim has grown tremendously. But it's wonderful to see the confidence of the people, and they just looking out the window and not having a care in the world because they know that the hand of God is watching over them. And that is what we do, Bro'iso es Adam, when we paint the blood on our doorpost. It's not for the Mitzrayim to see the blood on the doorpost or for the Mashkes to see the blood on the doorpost on the outside. It's for the people on the inside of the house. The machlokas is where do we put the blood, on the outside of the house or on the inside of the doorpost? And some of the rabbis say that the purpose is for the Jews that are locked inside to see the blood on the doorpost, to see that this is our symbol, that it's their blood and not our blood that God is shedding for our benefit. And if we get to see that, the Jews at that point in time, maybe we're not zochet to see what was going on in Makos Bechoros, but when we got to the Amsuf, the Jews that had the emunah to leave and make that trek for a week, and they get to the Amsuf and they see that, may we all witness these miracles in our lifetime. And I believe the miracles have begun in earnest. We see one thing after the other. It's incredible. And that's why what I wanted to tie into this week's parasha. In this week's parasha in Mitzora, it tells us one of the most incredible things that the Torah tells us, that it is a type of tzaras that goes into your house. And then if should it be really tzaras, and the Kohen says, "Venasatz es habayis es avonov v'chileitz es." And you have to literally tear down the house and destroy it. The Chazal asked the question, they say, though God tells them, don't worry, it's a long Rashi in the parasha, and it says, for the point of having that faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will tear down your house and you will find jewels in the house. Why should be somebody be, the Chazal asked the question, a chote niskar, somebody who deserves to have his house destroyed should find gold and jewelry in the walls that could make him reestablish his home. But think about it. Could you imagine? There's no insurance in those days. Imagine today, what would you do with your family if you had it suddenly? The Cohen came and said, "I'm sorry, sir, but you're going to have to take apart your house brick by brick and grind it into dust." When a person reaches the level of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's willing to do that, then God says, "You deserve to have that, the Margolios Tovos found in the walls of the house. You deserve it. You've shown the ultimate faith by tearing down your abode. You, where are you going to stay for those days? You're checking into the Waldorf. Where are you going for the time that we tear down the house? We just look over it as if it's nothing. God is testing us to build our faith. May that faith continue to build and build until we see the Gula Shalema, which certainly appears to be on the horizon. Thank you and have a good evening. Sorry for my voice. I have a little laryngitis.